We are learning Masechta Shkolim Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis. Now we're going to move on to back to Shkolim. By the way, why is Masechta Shkolim called Shkolim? Because in Lashon HaMishnah and Lashon HaGemara, Shkolim is the Machzor Shekel. When we want to say a whole shekel, we call it a sela. A shekel is a Machzor Shekel. A shekel is a Machzor Shekel. We call it Machzor Shekel, but it's the value of Machzor Shekel. But a shekel, when we say shekel, that is a Machzor Shekel. Akaponim, which said in the first Mishnah, that Yimashmiyim al Shkolim, which means they announce Rosh Chodesh Adar, everyone bring Shkolim. Why? We need it on time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan to take the Chumas Halishka, to take off the separation, to bring the Kavanas with that money. So, B'chamisha Asaboy, Shulchanos HaYoshim Medina. On the 15th day already, all the money changers were sitting all around the Medina. Medina means either Yerushalayim or it means in every one city. They were sitting there in order to change the money. People need change. Somebody that have too little money has to add up to Machzor Shekel, which is a shekel, or they have too much. They want to change it. So the Shulchanos, the money changers were sitting all over. But Chafhei, by the 25th Adar, when they had to have the money very, very soon, so Yoshua Mikdash already moved to the Makom HaMikdash. Either means the Har HaBayis, or it means in Yerushalayim. It depends what Pshat Medina means. If Medina means every city, so here Mikdash means Yerushalayim. If Medina means Yerushalayim, so Mikdash here means the Har HaBayis. You see the carbon of Eda. Mishyoshvu b'Mikdash, hischilu l'mashkan. Once they got to that point of Chafei, and people weren't giving already, whoever didn't give, they started taking collaterals from them. They went over to the house, and said, where's your shekel? Oh, you know, you don't have it yet? Give us your watch, and we'll hold it until you bring it to us. Esvim mashkin, who are mashkin? So a mashkin, only people who are chayiv to give shkolim. Who are them? Who are people chayiv to give shkolim? Levim, v'Yisraelim, v'Gerim, converts, v'Avodim shechorim, and Avodim who are free. Avaloi noshim, noshim not, because the pasuk says, ish is koyfer nafshoy. That's the lashon of pasuk. I'm not saying it exactly right, but pasuk says ish in the pasuk, and so we know it's no noshim. And avodim are dinat noshim, and ketanim are chayiv mitzvahs. So they, by them, you're not mashking them. But smashma here, from ketanim, you're not mashking them, but they have to give the machzor shekel. We'll have to see in the Gemara what's pshat on that. V'chol katan shehischal ov l'shkol yadon, any katan that is far started giving for him, shuv any poisek, he doesn't stop. That means even a small katan that's not chayav at all, once the far starts giving for him, he shouldn't be poisek. And this line is mentioned actually, Lach L'maisa, twice in Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned once by machzor shekel, the poiskim mention it, and by our Zech L'machzor Shekel, and also mentioned by Tainus B'chayrus also, this idea that once you start doing it, in a poisek, ayin shom, and simon tof ayin, in Hilchos Pesach. What? No, but once for a katan, once it is. Once you do it for the katan, what is the katan? Aim a mashkim as kahanim, but pray dark as shalom. You don't take a mashkim from the kahanim, pray dark as shalom. And we're saying like from here, the kahanim have to give machzor shekel, you just don't do mashkim because of dark as shalom. Again, the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. So here comes the Gemara, the Mishnah that says, explains the Ashtikla Machloikis, the Kayanim Achayiv in Machzor Shekel. Om Rav Yehuda, Heidem Bukhri V'yavne, Kol Koyen Sheshoikel, Ein Echoyte. Any Koyen that gives a Shekel, he's not Mechoyiv, and so maybe you would think, if he's not Mechoyiv, then he's a Echoyte. Why? Because he's giving something that's not Mechoyiv. If he's not Mechoyiv, then it's like Nidvas Yachid, and Nidvas Yachid will mess up the carbon because has different halachas. Got a koyin's nedava, let's say his mincha, is kulei kol, like we have in districts parashas sav. It's completely burned. So he says it's not a chayte because he gives up leiv shalom towards the tzibur. That's what what Ben Bukhri is saying is really a potter, but if you give it, you're not a chayte. Omer Rabbi Yechem and Zakai, loy, kiela kol koyin she ain't a chayte. I argue with you. A koyin is chayiv in machzor shekel, and if you don't give it, you're chayte. If I care, if you don't give it, you're chayte. Ella, what was this having me at the potter? Shekaram darshim across the atzbon. The karam darshim to themselves. The pasuk says, "V'chol minchas koyin kol tia loy soichel." Pasuk says that every minchas koyin is kol tia, shouldn't eat it. So hoyel, they say to themselves, "Hoyel v'omer if they lechem lech upon them all come from this money. These are three menachos that come for this money." Shalonu hech lechalim. How do you eat it? It's my money also. The kahanim say. So that was their taina, but it's a mistake. Like Rav Yechim Zakazak holds in the Gemara because they're giving off to the tzibah here, so it's not a common yachid. But come on, that's what they thought. That was their drasha. That how can I give the machzor shekel? I'm a kohen. My kabbalas are kuli kol, are completely burnt, and those are eaten. So I can't be involved. So at the end of the day, we have a mishnah here that says that they start money changing it. They start taking mashkinos. And we said in this Mishnah, Noshim Avodim and Ketanim are potter. At least they don't have mashkin. And then it says different lachos by koyin. Agav, when I get into this now, but it's a big shaila in the poskim, in the earlier poskim, if Noshim Achayiv and Musaf, in Tvilas Musaf. And what's the Tolian? It's Tolian the Chayiv and the Kabanis of the Machzor Shekel. It's Tolian this shaila, if they're Chayiv and Kabanis. Malamaisa, it says later on in the Mishnah is that if they give it, we accept it from them, and therefore the Paiskim already say they accepted this as things the Lashon Rambam already. That they accepted this. They accept, I'm not sure of the Rambam. They already accepted the daven tefilas musaf. So it could be that they could daven tefilas musaf. Al kaponim, we're not getting into that right now. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see Masechta Shkalim over here. Ein mashkin ketanim. It's mashma that you don't take collateral from a ketanim, but the chayiv in Shmach Shaka, right? You just don't take a collateral. But you could be teveya. What's the pshat? Hadol the tamar, but shevish tei Cyrus. We're talking about a katan who got tei Cyrus. He's a god already. Avim loy shevish tei Cyrus. Tei Cyrus loy bada. They're not mechuyev at all. But lemashkin, we learn the Vilna Goyin's girsa. Or lemashkin aimim mashkinim ache ben eshev. We don't take a mashkin until they're 20 years old. Avim pi shevish tei Cyrus. You know they have tei Cyrus. So a kapanim, like the Tiklan Charetin explains, there are three levels. Level number one is a katan that doesn't have shtei saris, he's potter legamri. Level two is a mitzvah bacher from 13 to 20. He's chayiv, but no mashkin. Once you're 20, then become mechuyev in a mashkin. After the 20, that's when mechuyev mashkin. The pasuk called oiv al pekudim and that's mishalom v'mala. That's when there's a chayiv midaraisa machta shekel. So there's a bigger chayiv. So there is a din mashkin. There is a din mashkin. What? Not about a potter, but they're their potter. Because the it could be said at agav the ketanim. This whole loss in this could be agav the ketanim. The other ones don't make sense. That makes no sense. What would be the difference? It sounds like the potter. What's the first mishle on the potter? Then where's the asti rosh for ketanim later on? But yeah, it's a good tiny. But lemaisa, it's agav that. It's agav the. The cotton that said this losa. And the lesson of the kankatan is shosh chalukim medava. The three chalukim medava. Cotton shloy vibe sarah is intayven oisai. Heavy base sarah is tayven oisai. Nasa ba zechuva. There are bonon of aim mashkin. Nasa ben esos. That's why chuvah deraisa. Then you take away the mashkin. That's the vote. And you ask Kasha, lachayra, what's pshat if water put it together with the noshim? I hear the kasha. I think the answer is that's agav. The other ones. That's why I said this lesson. So the Gemara right, Kaini Mastisim. This is the way our Mishnah says they don't mask in Kanam because Dark is Shalom. He says that's not the pshat. As Dark is Shalom, you shouldn't take mask from anyone. You don't have to fight with anyone. The real reason is Mastisim ain't mask in Kanam. They're covered. It's not the cover you take from the Kanam. What's the reason? Since they do that for the two pshatim, either because Vikidashtoi. Or because they do the avodah and they work so hard for the avodah, they don't get paid for that. You're not getting mashkin them. They don't give the machzor shekel. Let it be for their scharam that they work in the Beis Hamikdash for free, and therefore we don't take any money from them. Zotik Maravaita, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hayit. It says that Yehuda brings down the din of Ben Bukhri. So we have a chalukah in our Mishnah: Ben Bukhri and Rechem Zakai, if kahanim achayiv in machzor shekel. And there was another machlokes really. If Ben Bukhri said, if you give it, you're not a chayte. Not a point is a better way to say it. Like another point, Ben Bukhri said, if you give it, you're not a chayte. So I'm not brachia. First of all, what's the time of Yechem Mezakai the Echayiv? I'm not brachia. The time of Yechem Mezakai is Zeh Yitnu Yubay Shvatim Yitnu. Zeh is Gematria Yubay is 12. So all 12 Shvatim have to give the Machzor Shekel. Now, from here it's Mashma that Ben Bukhri held even Leviim Apater. Because if Ben Bukhri held Leviim Achayiv, so then what's the Rav Zayitnu? All 12 Shvatim are giving, just Kahanim are not giving. So it's a Rav from here that Ben Bukhri holds that Leviim are Potter as well. And when the Mishnah says Leviim Yisrael Negev Avodim, it's going according to Rechem Zagai. That's how a lot of the Acharonim are Medayi. Akaponim, Rav Yechon holds Zayitnu is a Rav Yubay Shvatim Yitnu. Rav Tavi B'Shem Rav Amnuno, Kain Mashirin Chomel Rav Yehuda. This is the Chomel Tanya to Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda who says B'Shem Ein Bukhri. The Chomel Tanya to Rav Yehuda like this. I don't understand you. You're telling me that even though you're not Mechuyev, you're allowed to give it. Chatas yachid mesa. Look, is a chatas yachid is mesa, but in chatas yachid mesa. Look, is there's five chamish chatayis that mesa. We had it end of Masechus Pesachim, end of the ninth parak. That five chatayis are mesas. One of them is if there's a schaper, but achar all of them examples. But look, is in chatas tzibra mesa. He's showing that there's difference in yachid and tzibra. So he says, you also, how are you allowed to give it? Minchas yachid kreva kol, v'minchas tzibra kreva kol. He has a kasha on ben bukhri. What do you mean? How are you allowed to give it? If you're not mechuyev to give it, then it's a minchas yachid. If it's a minchas yachid, then it's a problem. It's kuli kol. Oh, you're telling me, but tzibra is not kol? This is a yachid. You're not mechuyev. That was his taina on ben bukhri. So first of all, the Gemara interjects on this taina. The Gemara says, "V'kasha mashivim la'odam dava shein emaydaboy." You're asking on Rabbi Yehuda a kasha that he himself doesn't hold of, because he doesn't hold that chatas tzibur is not meisir. He doesn't hold that. The Tanan she'ein chatas tzibur meisir. Yehuda emar Thomas. So agav, we throw in that the raya wasn't sugar raya, but like the Tikkun Chatan explains, but the kasha is still a good kasha. And the bottom line is the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda v'shein ben Bukhri is. Lemaisa, we know a yachid is kolol. A carbon yachid of a kohen is kolol. Therefore, the taina on you is the lechayra. How do you allow him to give it? He's not mechuyev, so it should be like carbon yachid. And that was the taina on Ben Bukhri. So Ben Bukhri answers like this: Vahu moisiv lon zulan is yachidu. It's not a nidvas yachid. They gave it to the tzibur. Don't ask me a kashin is yachid. I gave the kohen. He's not mechuyev, but he gave it to the tzibur. Ve'inu masivin lein. And they answer back to him, Kimun Shnimshalar Tzibur, Kimishu Nidva Tzibur, Kedachsiv, Kala Oyba Al Pakudim. So they answer back, oh, you tell me you give it to the Tzibur? So if you give it to the Tzibur, why not Mechuyiv? Why not Mechuyiv? So I think what the Kasha is, the Biar Kasha is like this, that in the Mishnah of Mechuyiv, the reason why those who hold a Kohen's pot is because his Mincha is Kala. And how is he part of the tzibur. So Teretz is, you give it over to the tzibur. So if Ben Bukhir is masking already, you give it over to the tzibur, so then let him be mechuyev also. Let him be mechuyev also. So that's his tying it back. That's the discussion here, back and forth, the argument between Ben Bukhir, Rechem, and Zakeh. The Moro says, before the next Mishnah ends up, Rehudu Ranachem, Yechadam Akol the Ova B'yam. It says, the end of the line was Nidva Tzibur, period. Ksiv, Kolaiv Al Pekudim. It says, Kolaiv Al Pekudim is chayiv in the Machzis HaShekel. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chaim, Yecharam called the Ova B'Yama. Anyone who went across the Yamsuf is Chaiten, gives a Machz Shekel. V'Charonam called the Ova Pekadaya. Anyone who was counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiten, should give the Machz Shekel. And the big Nafkamina, my name called the Ova B'Yama, Yiten, Messiah, Rechem, Zakat. Even the Leviim and Kahanim are Chayiv, because they all went across the Yamsuf. All the men that went across the Yamsuf are Chayiv, which is Leviim also. And Madam called Abba Pekadaya, and it was counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yitem, Israel, and Bukhri. It's right to Bukhri, because the Levim were not counted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Israelim were counted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only counted by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's a riot to Ben Bukhri. So, the Mishnah Vaita. This next Mishnah is two Mishnahs. So, we'll learn the first Mishnah of the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Abisha Omer, Eimim Mashkin, and Noshav. Even though he said, Eimim Mashkin, Noshav, Vadim, Ktanim, even though you don't take a Mashkin from them, and deny him a Chuyiv, Noshav, Vadim, Mechuyiv, Avim Shoklu, Makab, Yodim. If they give, we accept it. We accept it from them. We're not Teveya from them, and we accept it from them. Hanokri va Kusi Shoklu, but a Goy and a Kusi, who's a Shilom, and Chlekas, if Kusim were real Gerim or not, if they give a Shekel, Eimim Makab, Mehem. You don't have a Kabbal Shkolim from them. And also, v'eim ekab miyodom kinei zovim v'kinei zovim kinei laz. You don't accept them either, the kavanas of a zov, the kavanas of a zova, or the kavanas of a yaldus. V'chatas v'ashamas. You don't accept them either. Chatas v'ashamas. What's the klal? Zeh klal. The only time you accept them a goy. The pasuk says beginning of Yikra, it's just the l'ravis a goy. Zeh klal. Kol she nidav and nidav mekab miyodom. Only something that can be given as an adava, we mekabel from them. Kol she ain't nidav and nidav, ain't mekabel. You're not mekabel from them. But you're not mekav for them, so therefore you're not mekav for chatas v'ashamis or zivik or kinei zavas kinei lo. It's not mekav because it can't be near the medava, and you're also not mekav for them shkolim because that goes lebedik abayis as well. You don't let them do that. B'chem refers to the Ezra Shneimah. This pasuk is talking about bedik abayis. Lo lechem v'lonu libris v'zakenu. That Ezra told the certain part of Klal Yisrael there that of people who are not Yiddish, they were kusim. He told them you cannot donate to the Beis Hamikdash. So same thing over here, you cannot donate the Machz Shekel, which is Shaychus Reza Mikdash, and therefore they can't be accepted. And that's Shem, tomorrow we'll start the second half of the Mishnah, which is Mishnah, with another Mishnah, Mishnah Shekel.